So let's see here. Okay, so today the key points that I hope to make today are we'll talk a little bit about epidemiology and just kind of share how guardianships are either very rare or very common, depending on your perspective. We'll talk about how a client has to be functionally impaired to be incapacitated. Sounds obvious, but sometimes it's not. When we're discussing capacity assessments and talking about how neuropsychological abilities might inform capacity, if there's only one thing to take away from today's talk, it would be knowing that the cognition of executive function is the cognition that best predicts an elder's ability to make autonomous decisions for themselves. And I'll talk about what that is. And then finally, and a real key point, is that just understanding that neuropsychological testing, cognitive testing, cognitive abilities inform the capacity assessment. They do not replace it. So there have been plenty of cases where a person has passed all of the cognitive measures who I didn't think had capacity. And there have been times where they failed them all, and I actually thought they did have capacity. And so cognitive assessment is very important, but it's not the be-all, end-all, and I'll kind of talk about that as well. So we'll start by describing the scope of the problem. So I live in, let's see here if I can do the mouse, it might be better. So I live in San Antonio, Texas. Whoops. And I do a lot of the capacity assessments that I do are for adult protective services. Between the private cases that I see and the ones I do for adult protective services, I probably do about 100 capacity assessments per year.